Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
One more keyword in our show coming up at 3:20. Your chance to win $1,000 in the KFI Cash Refill Contest is minutes away. That will be followed immediately by the first Moist Line of 2023. Not sure what we're going to unpack there, but your hero caller is coming up in a little over 15 minutes. Well, it's happened again, but the difference this time when it comes to a teacher sexually abusing a student is that a couple of administrators got convicted of failing to report the sex crimes. It was a science teacher who molested a then 17-year-old girl, and the administrators involved, Jesus Angulo and Maria Sotomayor, were convicted, basically, of covering up the crime. The word were that they pressured the then 17-year-old to recant her story, saying you're going to be in trouble for reporting this, threatening her. They got convicted. And the development that we're going to talk about now is that there is a lawsuit against LA Unified, the law firm of Manley, Stewart & Finaldi involved.
Yeah, this was the principal and assistant principal of Southeast High School. So let's get Morgan Stewart on. Morgan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on again with us. Let's go through the crime first. What did the science teacher do to the 17-year-old girl?
He had sex with her. He groomed her over the course of a significant time while she was in his class, and then he ultimately raped her. And she reported it. She did what was right.
And then
LAUSD failed every step of the way thereafter.
Now, the teacher,
she reported it to who? To these people we've been talking about? This principal and an assistant principal, or to a teacher there, or who?
No, she went directly to the principal and the assistant principal, Ms. Sotomayor and Mr. Angulo, and reported it. Said, he had sex with me. And they put her in an office and berated her for about 8 hours.
8 hours?
To recant. Yes.
8 hours to recant? They're screaming.
Why would they want to protect this science teacher? Oh, they just didn't want this to get out? What would this be?
So the information I understand that I have is this science teacher was related to another administrator at the school.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Closing
ranks to help one of their colleagues.
This teacher, Jesus Salvador Saenz, was he ever convicted?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so he got sent to jail for this. So there's no doubt this all happened.
And these two pled no contest, but it was a misdemeanor offense, huh?
Yeah. I don't remember the exact time period he got, but yeah, he pled no contest. And he got removed, you know. But you leave the two administrators, not only do you leave them in the school, you put them back in the school 8 days after they're arrested and say it's good for the school. The superintendent of LAUSD decided that it'd be better for these two administrators who berated this girl, failed to protect her, failed to report, should be back in the high school.
This wasn't a
lower level person. This was the superintendent of LAUSD decided this.
Who was the superintendent at the time?
Now I got to remember. I do not remember the name.
All right, that's all right.
This was back in 2007.
Yeah, we've had a number of them. I couldn't tell you either.
So many of them have come in and out.
15 years ago, yeah.
All right, so it was a complete failure. They actually put this principal in this.
This should be grounds for immediate dismissal. They put these two back in the school system after they did this to this girl. That's absolutely amazing. No wonder there's a lawsuit from you guys.
No, not only did they put them back in, they took my client out of the school and said, you need to be on homeschool and you can't walk in graduation. This is how screwed up LAUSD is. They protected the administrators. They put them back into the school environment. They've now promoted them to high-level positions within the district. And while my client, the 17-year-old girl who did the right thing, didn't get to go to graduation, didn't get to walk at graduation, got her diploma mailed to her, and was told she had to be homeschooled.
Wow. Turning the victim into the...
I mean, there's just nowhere to go. When you're attacked sexually by an employee at LAUSD, there's nowhere to turn.
Well, so this happened a number of years ago. When this plaintiff approached me, I approached LAUSD and said, this case is a horrible fact pattern for you guys. This needs to be resolved. Don't abuse this girl further. Don't put her through this. Let's resolve this case. You know what I got? Oh, we don't know enough facts. We don't know enough information. What more could you possibly want to know? And yet you're putting this girl through litigation. Unnecessarily. But this is LAUSD's mindset.
If this goes to a jury, they're going to get crushed based on what we're hearing here.
Oh, absolutely. But it's the logic of LAUSD. It's the somebody stupidly... with their head in a wrong spot, thought, oh, this is great. I'll just let her file, and I'll continue to go after and harm this poor girl who did the right thing from the very outset. She did the right thing. She went to the principal and said, this was wrong. This happened. And everything LAUSD has done up to today has been completely wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter who runs LAUSD. When it comes to sex abuse of the students, all the administrations act the same. Everything is about cover-up. Everything is about denial. Everything is about torturing the victim and protecting the teachers or the administrators, whoever committed the crime. It's just shocking. I mean, this has been going on for decades, and it never changes, no matter how many hashtags and Me Too movements and this and that and the other thing. The LAUSD is impervious to admitting and disciplining sexually abusive employees. That's just amazing.
And despite all their proclamations of helping the victims and taking care and handling it, we have a superintendent, relatively new superintendent Carvalho, who is just allowing the same thing to occur again and again. It doesn't matter, as you guys said, it doesn't matter who's in charge, what it is. Why go out and hire attorneys to attack this poor girl when you know you're in the wrong?
Your office told us that Jesus Angulo, the president, the principal at the time, on his LinkedIn page, it still lists him as director of academic and counseling services at LAUSD.
Yes, he is. As far as I, unless there's something that happened recently, as far as I know, he's been promoted several times.
Then Maurice.
Convicted, you know, individual who has failed to protect a student in LAUSD.
And then Maria Sotomayor, the assistant principal, is listed as director organizational effectiveness at LAUSD. Whatever the hell
there's
that
an oxymoron.
Is. Organizational effectiveness. This is shocking. So they still have jobs. This is now 16 years later. And as a side note, the crime eventually was reported by an LAUSD school police officer. And after he did that, he was given what he calls freeway therapy and transferred to a location far from his home by the district after he exposed the case. They forced him
this
to drive.
This is what they do.
Wow.
this is like outside. They got a playbook they're following, and yet the results, as you guys know, always are horrible for them, and yet they don't change their playbook.
What about the school board? They never say enough of this? That's a lot of money they've paid out over the years. Hundreds of millions of dollars they paid out over all these cases.
I mean, remember, guys, Nery Martinez was on the school board. So it's you can only put so much emphasis on the school board.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on, Morgan.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks again.
Morgan Stewart. And
Morgan Stewart with Stewart, Manley Stewart and Finaldi, and they got a lawsuit against LA Unified. It's hard to believe it's a teacher that was sexually molesting a 17-year-old student having sex with her. And, he eventually got convicted after she reported it. But a couple of school administrators, a principal and another assistant principal, were trying to berate her and get her to recant her story. They got convicted. It was only a misdemeanor. It's amazing, too, though. I was trying to find who the superintendent was to put them back in the school after that.
Well, at the time, David Brewer was the superintendent, military guy.
Oh, remember that's him? The one that called him Villagarosa.
Yeah, he was there from 06 to 08.
He was short term because he didn't know what he was doing.
No, he was incompetent.
Yeah. All right, we got more coming up. The Moist Line is next. Your chance at $1,000. Listen in for the keyword. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. In a moment, the first Moist Line play of 2023, but we stop for a brief visit into Bidenville. Today, old Joe and his Democrat friends wanted to commemorate the second anniversary of the January 6th Capitol takeover. But even with a teleprompter, there can be flubs. Let's play this.
If I can halt for a second and just say to you, the impact what happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
I believe if you listen carefully, he said July 6th. Do you remember something happening on July 6th?
he went off the teleprompter for that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Because play that again.
If I can halt for a second and just say to you, the impact what happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
Yeah.
Could he really come up with international repercussions though off the top of his head?
Yeah, but he did say he was pausing.
Yeah, he did, right. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go off script.
He also did say July 6th.
Well, he clearly said July 6th. Yeah, so everybody's pondering what happened on July 6th. They're all looking it up now.
Do we have to have another commemoration on July 6th?
Maybe there was another Capitol takeover we didn't cover.
How about the 6th of every month? We...
All right, well, let's bring back the Moist Line for the new year. You leave us some messages and... Eric Sklar, our technical director, goes through them. You can use the iHeartRadio app, or you
tough
can call
week
the toll
this week.
What?
Tough week this week.
Yeah, there were some things that had to be left out, if you know what I mean. 1-877 Moist 86.
Hey, this is John. And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Climatologists are cautiously optimistic about the drought. Although they saw this last year and we didn't get a lot of rain, they are cautiously optimistic. How can that be, you guys? Several months ago, they said this was going to be a dry, dry winter.
They did.
Rico, Rico, what kind of judge can't send a three striker to prison? Get rid of her.
Hey there, captains of common sense and truth. P-22 is an icon because of the Hollywood sign and the habitat. And what P-22 has, I think, hopefully taught us is the big cat, the mountain lion, really can't exist with all the development and overdevelopment.
With the heavy rains in San Francisco, has anybody called the federal EPA to test the water around the bay? It's got to be massively polluted with all that sewage coming from the streets of San Francisco. Shouldn't San Francisco pay a massive fine for polluting the San Francisco Bay?
Hey, it's me, Quinoa. Oh, man, it's such an honor to be nominated for the Cool Pool. But hey, you know, it's not going to be me. Nah, not Quinoa, baby. Nah, this whiskey and cigarette diet. Nah, I'm going to be trucking for a long time.
We're getting a lot of rain, which is really cool. I was wondering, has anybody in California dug any reservoirs for any of this?
The problem with the fires and the mudslides is the fire doesn't burn the roots. The roots stay in the ground for a couple of years. They don't just immediately burn up, and the mud doesn't just immediately erode the ground away.
We can get away without another reservoir. All we got to do is build a water pipeline from Alaska. Wouldn't cost $65 billion like they're giving to Ukraine. Let's spend it on ourselves, create some jobs, fix this water problem. Come on, it seems simple.
I've been using the term genetic genealogy lately. Is there some other kind of genealogy? It's the reason we need to use genetic genealogy? Sounds a little redundant.
Genie in a bottle?
Isn't it a wonder that the Republicans can't get their act together to get a Speaker of the House? What the heck? Are you kidding? After all they went through and all we've been through, they can't learn what we should have learned in kindergarten? Compromise.
My head is about to explode. Every day I see dark-colored cars blasting down the freeway with no taillights, no SAR microlights, just those stupid daytime running lights. They're dangerous as heck.
The councilwoman sounds very sincere, and I think she's got her head in the right place. But I'm sorry to say it. I think Karen Bass is going to do this as a one-off. She's going to make a deal about this particular incident or this visit, and that's the last you'll hear from her, just like Gilda Pence.
Technology is always two steps ahead of the idiot politician, Louisiana. So there's something called a VPN. I use it. You can be anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter where you physically your computer is. So you can get around that little stupid ID verification by using a VPN service.
John, stop being such a jerk. Go to a vegan restaurant with me. They make the best vegan hamburgers made of mushroom, soy curls, tofu curds, wheat gluten, a little bit of nutritional yeast for the cheese. You'll love it.
Like to file a consumer complaint?
4 months ago, I could get a dozen eggs for about $3. Now, I can't find anywhere that has any eggs that are cheaper than $8.99 a dozen. Are you kidding me?
Thank you for leaving your message.
That's right.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
So the guy who called in about the fecal matter in San Francisco.
Yeah, you thought of that too, huh?
Exactly that thought yesterday. I was trying to think in my head, if we have 70,000 homeless laying in the streets, how much poop do they produce every day on the sidewalks? Right,
and a big storm just carries it right off.
Because I think you produce like about a half a pound to a pound of poop a day.
I've never thought about that. Thank you.
And then you multiply it by every day of the year.
And who weighs their poop?
And it builds up because we rarely have rain, right? You got 9-10 months without rain, right? So that's like 300 days times 70,000 poops times, you know, a half a pound or a pound.
How much time did you spend thinking about this?
Well, enough to do the math in my head.
You're doing some math on
it. And then it all washes out into Santa Monica Bay. So if you take
a dive.
That's
why I don't swim in the ocean.
Yeah. Wow.
I hear this every time after a rainstorm. Do not go in the water because all that stuff on the streets and sidewalks goes flooding out.
Yeah.
Diapers and tampons.
You know, there was a ban on plastic straws because it went up the nose of one sea turtle.
All right, when we come back, we'll have another round of the Moist Line to end the show. When we come back, oh boy, if you're a customer of SoCal Gas, they're warning you that, man, when you see the bill coming for this month, you might just scream in agony. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Jason Middleton in for Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. We're on from 1 until 4 now, 1 until 4. And after that, you go to the KFI, you go to the iHeartRadio app and go to podcasts. And you type in John and Ken on Demand. That's the name of the podcast, John and Ken on Demand. And then you could listen to the entire show whenever you want.
There you go. All right, we'll finish the show coming up in a few minutes with the second round of the brand new year's Moist Line here on the John and Ken Show. A quick reminder, tonight at midnight, that's it. We will no longer accept any Ghoul Pool submissions. So you have until then. It'll be ripped off the website. It'll be shut, closed. Anything that arrives after midnight will not be accepted as a Ghoul Pool admission for our Ghoul Pool 2023 contest. The names of three people that you think will bite the bullet in 2023. Do you want me to go through all of the euphemisms for dying? No? Croak?
I saw a funny comedy sketch on that once. There are dozens of them.
Oh, there's absolutely. Yeah. Pushing up daisies is a favorite. Anyway. Let's talk now.
My favorite, which was from that old Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau movie, Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, what was it?
Taking a Dirt Nap. First time I heard that one, I was on the floor.
That was probably the first time I heard that one, too. Yeah. Pushing Up Daisies was kind of the nicer way of saying taking a dirt nap.
Go take a dirt nap.
My father always said croaked, which I thought was rather blunt. He did. That was just the way he put it. Just they croaked.
They croaked. That was the last sound they made.
So I don't know where these come from. SoCal Gas. Are you a customer of SoCal Gas? Is that where you, John, you get your water and power from DWP? Where do you get your gas?
Well, it depends what I had for lunch. SoCal Edison?
No. Edison is the power. SoCal Gas is the natural gas company.
Yeah, it must be that.
The one that Porter Ranch, probably because Porter Ranch is where they keep all the
gas. What if I told you? I don't pay the bills.
I know you're telling me.
Okay.
They want you to know that when you get your January bill, you may pass away. You may croak. It's going to be shockingly high. A typical monthly bill of $65 from last winter will probably come close to $160 this year. 146% increase. If you have a $130 typical bill, it could be $315. There apparently is a shortage of natural gas. The soaring wholesale price of natural gas paid by SoCal Gas, and of course they're passing it through to us. It was weird because I read this morning that Europe is having a milder winter and they're getting a break on natural gas prices, but that's a different source.
There's a few things going on. Is that we're sending them a lot of liquefied natural gas.
That's the complaint, right? And the consumer groups are complaining that's what's happening.
Because the gas companies can make more money selling it to Europe than they can selling it here. So all the extra gas that would keep our prices lower is going to Europe because they got cut off by Russia.
They call it LNG, liquefied natural gas, is being shipped to Europe by many of the large gas companies in the United States.
And then there's maintenance going on at this
point. Oh, that's the same excuse with the gas prices.
Yeah, that's what they always say, because how are you gonna prove that? And it's supposedly the big pipeline coming out of Texas. It's cut the flow 30%.
California depends on other states for 90% of its natural gas.
Now.
Most of it from New Mexico, Wyoming, Texas, and Alberta, Canada.
Right. And idiot, empty-headed Newsom has stripped...
Because we don't want natural gas production in California. It's just like oil.
No, they want to get rid of all natural gas production here. We could be producing a lot more, and Newsom refused to allow it. So what happens? Go back to what you said at the beginning. How high are the natural gas prices going? Part of that is because all the natural gas that we're sitting on, that we're walking on every day, can't be accessed. It's stupid.
Because natural gas is evil for the climate.
Yeah, because it's been so hot this winter, right? It's been hot and dry for weeks. Idiots.
Natural gas. The California Air Resources Board is going to implement a new ban on new natural gas heaters, water heaters, and furnaces in the state by 2030.
Yeah, because maybe 100 years from now, it might be 1 degree warmer.
Well, that's unbearable.
I guess.
I'm already moving.
I don't know. I've been cold all week.
I know. The way that they always frame these stories, you think it's going to go up 60 degrees in 100 years.
I know. But actually, yeah, when you look at it, it's they're expecting, I think 1.5 degrees. And it's already gone up some of that. I think it's about 1 degree for the rest of the century. It's like, oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, and it's not any prettier. The California Air Resources Board and the California Energy Commission expect average natural gas prices to trend higher at least through the year 2030. That's a nice future.
Well, because we're never going to produce our own natural gas.
No, we're going to. We get 90% of our state now, probably 99%.
And who knows how long things are going to be disrupted in Europe. They're not going to build another pipeline coming out of Texas. All this is self-inflicted. It's like what we were talking about last hour with the water, right? 80% of the water coming from all these storms is going out to the Pacific Ocean. 80% of it. Why? Because we never built storage for the water.
And we have money to build the storage, but it could take 30 to 50 years, says the story.
Right. So 50 years. How old are you going to be in, 2073? Maybe by then.
I'll probably be 40, maybe.
Yeah. You're at negative 10 right now?
Close. All right. When we come back, we'll finish out the show by playing another round of the Moistline Callers as they come back for the new year. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
On 1 to 4 every day, which means it's going to be time now for the Moistline.
Yeah, I just want to ask, are you still following all the stories about Prince Harry's penis? So just to, you know.
Yeah, there was nothing new on his penis today as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, the book is about losing his virginity. He really shares everything. It's kind of bizarre.
It's kind of gross, actually.
Including his father's joking that you're not my genetic son because you don't look nothing like me.
Yeah, well, there were always rumors that Diana had an affair with a guy named James Hewitt.
Yeah, who's got the red hair and sort of looks like Harry. So that rumor was around a long time ago.
Yeah,
but
so
it's
Charles...
like the father gift. Did you say that to a kid? John's right. We're going to finish with the second round of the Moistline for the new year. You can leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon there is a way to do it. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Well, nothing yet. I applied to the Karen Bass Administration for a job. No word on if they're going to hire me.
They're keeping
Garcetti's
folks.
I think they need help right now with the unhoused and all this rain. I'm still available.
How come we haven't had a grim milestone for a while?
Our illustrious President Biden is going to go visit El Paso. But you know what he really truly needs to do if he's going to go visit the border? He needs to go down there incognito, no press, no cameras, and truly see what it's like to be on the front lines. Get on a boat and go down the Rio Grande. Go really see what it's like. They're just like the generals. They have an idea of what's going on in the war, but they're not in the trenches.
To me, immigration should be a shot for the people that have been here for 10, 20, 30 years, working hard and not getting in trouble. People that have U.S. citizen kids or married to U.S. citizens that for some reason or another cannot get their situation straight. Those are the people that I feel that deserve a shot.
How can you say that the far right people are irrelevant and it's a small percentage? Yes, we have these far right lunatics in Congress holding up the speaker. They're the ones that refuse to vote for him. Come on, man.
Yeah, I think everyone owes the Idaho police chief an apology and a strong salute. What a guy. Everyone was accusing him of being the Barney Fife of police investigations. Look what he did. He's got this piece of garbage. He's got him. Excellent job. I salute you, sir.
How's Dippity-Doo going to explain the water coming from the sky during his inauguration? Or is he just going to take this opportunity to walk on the water of the Sacramento River to get to the Capitol? We'll see.
So, PG&E and SoCal Gas just announced, starting in January, for people to expect their gas bills to be over $100 of what they paid last year this time, while posting record profits. Eat the rich!
Pretty soon, LA's going to be nothing but criminals, illegal vagrants, and homeless people. And you wonder why they're exiting this state.
Hey, about this homeless thing and you guys' new mayor, you know who comes first in all this? It's not the people on the streets. It's the migrants that are on the streets or living with somebody. People got to wake up and say something. I mean, come on. It ain't going to happen.
We always have these lists at the end of every year. The only list I want to see is a list of all the mattresses, ladders, and tools dumped on the freeway, making me late for work all the time. That's the list I want to see.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There's a shaky start to the worst line for 2023. We hope to harvest better calls next week.
There was a lot
We're
of
sorry
rejections.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it was a short week and a slow week for the boys.
Guy complaining about ladders on the freeway.
Yeah,
all
really.
Right. Conway's here.
Hey now. Oh, there you go.
Right. There you are.
First day. What the hell? All right. Blake Trolley's coming on to talk about the deputy's death and the funeral in Riverside. We'll discuss that. Alex Michelson will be on with us. The issue is. Talk about Kevin McCarthy. I think they're up to their 110th vote to try to get him as a
he's getting close.
Speaker. Yeah, and then Steve Gregory from CES, the big electronics show, up in Las Vegas. Right? They sent the perfect guy. The guy doesn't drink, smoke, or gamble.
He doesn't?
No.
Yeah,
he
goes
no, he drinks.
You he drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
a lot.
Don't have much.
Is he a problem?
I didn't say he has a problem.
Let's start a rumor.
Do you guys do dry January where you don't drink in January?
No.
No, right?
No, I want to escape reality as much now as any other month.
Right, because, look, reality sucks.
Yes.
And anytime you can get out of reality with a joint or a drink
even
or
for an hour.
Even
what
or
an
like,
uplifting show.
Or running a marathon, you know, you can get a runner's high.
Sure. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
When you drink and smoke, you get that on a flight of stairs.
Sure.
You don't need to run a marathon.
Yeah.
You've done all that.
If you want to get high, you don't gotta run 27 miles.
That's right.
Were you a cigar smoker? You seem like a cigar
smoker. No, I'm not a big cigar guy. I don't understand the cigar. I really don't. You know,
oh,
if you're going to smoke.
I didn't either. My father did, but I didn't understand.
Yeah, I understand cigarette smoking because you hit, you know, you get that nicotine in the lungs and it really gets you nutty. But the cigar, I envy guys that sit there in that lounge and smoke all day. I just can't do it. I mean, I don't hate the smell. I just like my grandfather used to smoke a pipe. I enjoyed that.
Did you smoke a pipe?
No, my grandfather did.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember my grandfather would smoke a pipe in Cleveland, Ohio, and he had this old 1967 Oldsmobile, and he would light it with a match. He was old school. And we'd be driving the car, and he'd light his cigar with the match, or his pipe with the match. And then before throwing that match outside into pouring rain in 30 and 40 degrees in Cleveland, he'd blow the match out.
It's going to be very cautious. You want to start an inferno?
Yeah, I'm like, Papa, look, you're throwing that into Lake Erie in the middle of a rainstorm in fall. Yeah. It's 40 degrees out. Where's that match going?
All right, Conway's
coming. Big dog. Big here draw. We go. Friday, Conway.
First rest of the
news. The hell?
Yeah.
KFI, KMSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live dog. Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.